So they said, well, it was an interdenominational church, you know, we could either take her or leave her. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit wasn't preached at the church, but a lot of the people were baptized in the Holy Spirit, one of those kind of churches. And they voted 6-1 to have KK come to our church. I said, all right, you yo-yos don't know what you're doing. I will not meet her. I'll have nothing to do with it. I'll not be on the platform when she's there. Nothing. You made your bed, you lie in it. Came the day she was supposed to be there. We had morning church, and of course she was to have the two afternoon services, and then we'd have another evening service. She came in. I was not going to meet her, and none of her party, and I didn't. But I decided I was going to have to go and watch her work her little mystical magic on the people. And then when she thought she was doing her thing and getting away with her shillism, having her people around there, she could say they would be healed of this and they were healed of this. I knew the people. I'd come out and I'd put a stop to it. I'd expose that lady in broad daylight. So I got up in the second balcony in the radio room with the big glass. And I'm up there, and the service has started, but KK is nowhere in sight. Dr. Metcalf is leading the choir. And I'm poised like a tiger for the pounce. Finally, about 15 minutes into the service, come swooping down the aisle, was Catherine floating like Bishop Sheen. She swept up on top the platform, and I said, that makes me sick. We don't believe in women in the pulpit anyway. Look what she's doing. That's sickening. And one of the guys on the executive staff, Bud Hudgens, who was an old Baptist too, he was from Akron Baptist Temple, a monstrous church in Akron, was right there by me. And I said, Hudgens, you voted for her to come here. Go on down. He said, no, I've heard strange things happen. I'm staying up here with you. I said, yeah, well, they're strange. They're pretty weird, but they can be explained. All you have to do is use your head. So just stand there, and I'll point some of this stuff out to you. Nothing like a man who knows it all. So she's going like this, leading the singing. He touched me, oh, he touched me. And then sort of a hush fell upon the crowd because she goes like this. Like an elk at point. I thought, what's she up to now? She's looking off to her right, down in here, and she's pointing. She's saying, if you've ever seen Catherine, just how she operates, there's someone down here who's receiving healing for an arthritic hand. I know most of those people. Then I saw a hand go up. I looked and it was Bill, one of our custodians. I think we had about 9 custodians at the time. And he was one of our custodians. I looked at Hudgens because he worked for Hudgens. He was the business administrator. I said, Hudgens, look, it's Bill. He had a claw of a right hand. And when he pushed the broom, he stuck the broom in the claw. Something was wrong with his hand. Something arthritis, I guess. He raises his hand and says, it's me. I said, Hudgens, look at that. That dumb yo-yo thinks it's him. She's trying to get this psychosomasis going, and she picked out the wrong turkey. He's like this. And she says, come on up. And here goes our custodian up there on the platform to make a big fool of himself. I said, Hudgens, that's one of the things I hate about this yo-yo ministry of hers and why she fools so many people. It makes me sick. Look what she's doing, taking that poor custodian of yours and his claw of a hand. There he goes up there to make a fool of himself and us and everybody else. That makes me mad. He said, yeah, it is too bad, isn't it? Bill got up there and Catherine said, were you healed? He said, well, I was there singing, and when you stopped and said there's someone being healed of an arthritic hand, I felt a warmth start in my head and go down into my body and into my shoulder and my arm and down into my wrist, and then it went into my hand and my fingers, and when it went into my hand and my fingers, I could do this. And I saw him raise his hand and do this. My eyes got as big as saucers. He's doing this. I said, Hudgens, look. He said, yeah. And if that wasn't enough, we weren't prepared for what happened next. She raised her hand and killed him, dead in a mackerel. Ouch. church in front of 3,000 witnesses. I said, Hudgens, she just killed your janitor. He said, yeah. I'm telling you, we had one wild radio booth. But before you know it, she resurrects him right there in about 3 or 4 minutes. Becky gets up again. The next 2 hours, I saw her kill a cool 200 people. All kinds of stuff was happening. I mean, it was one something else service. My old theological background, my training, everything else was going ding, 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 ding. Tilt, 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 tilt. Here I'm standing up there with a big hole in my tummy. I have an ulcer. Been in the hospital twice with it, a week each time. Doctor said next time your stomach comes off. I got all this ulcer medicine in my pocket. I crinkle when I walk. She didn't call out one ulcer. Didn't even allude to the fact that she knew people had ulcers. So that meeting finally got over. She had about an hour in between before the next meeting is to start. Well, it began to rain in Denver, and it rained 8 inches in about an hour and a half, flooded everything. And it kept us inside, and we had to clean up some of the water. The church was getting flooded, etc. Didn't stop the crowd, man. They poured in there, and just anyway, wet as sop. Whole place smelled like a doghouse. On big days, you remember everything, don't you? You remember everything on days like that. So the service starts, and the first thing I notice, of course, I'm an old hand now. I've been to a service. But I couldn't see quite enough in the radio room, so I decided to come down into the runway of the balcony. Now, the balcony had a runway right smack dab in the middle where people could come up and go out. But then you could stand in the runway in such a way that nobody could see you because you had to turn the corner to get up to where the seats were. But it was right smack in the middle, and I was in such a place that I could move my body forward, look over the balustrade, and see her at the pulpit. Actually, the pulpit was taken away where the pulpit was. And I could go back on my heels, and she couldn't see me, and I couldn't see her. Just by moving my body, I could do that, and no one could see me. Just a perfect situation for spying. Service starts. Dr. Metcalf leads the choir. Same thing, 15 minutes. Here she comes. She's changed her dress, got a new set of duds on. And by this time, I'm pretty up to what's going on. She's leading, he touched me, and so forth, and I learned it, first time I ever heard it at the service before, and I'm singing along. You know, I figure by this time, it's not Satan, but I'm not really sure it's God either. But at least I've gotten that far. She finally says, all right, let's pray and see if anyone has anything that needs to be healed. You need a miracle in your life. Let's just pray. There's nothing else to do, and I had no needs. I'm standing up there, big-time minister. Teeth in my mouth, stupid as all get up. You know. And I went like this, you know, and I heard the crinkle. Oh, it's my ulcer medicine. Ulcer? You got an ulcer, stupid. I know, I've had it for years. I realize I got an ulcer. Yeah, but maybe God, you know. I said, there were no ulcers healed. I'm talking to myself. There are no ulcers healed in the first service. You don't heal ulcers. You know, just take another pill. Yeah, but God could do it. I know he could, but he hasn't. I've been a minister for years. He hasn't healed. It's still there. Well, why don't you pray? Well, nothing else to do. That's what people are doing. So, all right. God, I know you can heal ulcers if you want to. If you want to, I appreciate it. Praise the Lord. You know, I suppose, you know, it happens. And I, you know, I take it too. I'm praying some like some kind of mixed up kid. But I was sincere, but you know how just dumb you get when you're halfway landed by the Holy Spirit. You know, you're not fish nor fowl. And that was happening. And I prayed this goofy little prayer. So then she starts leading the singing again. She's in the middle of He Touched Me when she says, stop. When Catherine said stop, everybody stopped. The clock on the wall stops. Your heart stops. Your thyroid stops. Everything stops. She had the most fantastic stop I've ever seen. She'd catch you in mid-breath, you'd smother. She put that bony hand on her hip. She takes this finger and extends it who knows how many feet. And points toward the balcony. She points right up, not very far from me. And she said, God just heal someone in the balcony of an ulcer. I began to glow. Right in the middle of me glowing over there, a lady in the balcony says, it's me, Miss Kuhlman. I says, get on down there. Come on, come on. Here I'm helping Catherine Kuhlman because I don't want to be found out. And this lady goes down. Nice blonde lady. She goes to the Most Sacred Blood Parish there, Catholic Church in Denver. And she went down. And Catherine talked to her about it. And she said she felt a warmth and so forth. And I figured, man, that's good. They got it out of the balcony. Praise God. Catherine killed her, brought her to life. She came back up. And as she came past me, I said, how was it? She said, oh. Wow, it's really something, huh? But we got the ulcer out of the balcony, praise God. It's my church. I tell you, I had a lot at stake. So thankful. So we get to singing again. It's much safer then. Right in the middle of that song, she says, stop! She does the same thing. Instant replay. She points towards the balcony. She says, there's another ulcer in the balcony. And she extended that finger 37 feet. Came right up to my nose. And she said, this time, it's not a woman. Now, I'm very quick with my mind. And I said, a man. Oh, no. Nobody's seen me, and I'm going back and forth like this. You know, hold on. Back and forth. I'm getting dizzy. By that time, I'm going. No way am I going to say, it's me, Miss Kuhlman. She doesn't have enough workers to come after me. The great Sphinx of Egypt. And I just clammed up back there by myself. If I close my eyes, it'll go away. She's not going to continue this meeting until she ferrets that ulcer out of that balcony. That meeting was dead in the water.
Glory.
I'm there quiet, not even breathing hard, but I feel someone tapping on my shoulder. I looked on my left shoulder, and here was this dear, sweet lady, about, oh, I suppose, 50. She was the sweetest looking lady, just like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. She was so sweet. And she looked up at me almost as if I were her son. She loved me, and she said, weren't you the one that was just healed of the ulcer? Like a little boy caught with his hand in the cookie jar. She had the most dulcet, mellifluous tone to her voice when she asked me if I was the one. And this dear, sweet, loving woman took 3 steps to the edge of the balustrade and said, I have him, Miss Kuhlman! Said, well, bring him down. So here I am. She grabs my arm. No one has seen me yet except her. For those of you who are wondering who it was Maggie. So on the way down those 3 flights of stairs in the back, I have to face God and face the fact that this could very well be it. I am praying like crazy. I'm going, Lord, I don't want to do this with her, but I don't want to do this with that. Look like this, I want to do this at home. But somebody, I tell you, if you, I want to do it, but I don't, she don't trust her at all. I don't trust this choir, all this stuff. Boogie, I don't trust that kind of stuff. I tell you right now, but I don't trust you. I was crossing my heart and hope to die 1,000 needles, my everything else. I prayed every prayer I could think of, a lot of them I couldn't think of. I prayed for the missionaries, for the evangelists, everything on the way down. Man, I had three flights of heavy, fast prayer. Nobody's seen me yet. We come down through the narthex, and of course, nobody's there, not even an usher. She opens the doors. We walk down the middle aisle of this church with 3,000 people in it. Halfway down, the people see who it is. They got up and wildly cheered and applauded all over the place. The meeting turned into bedlam. Because here comes the one who had called KK a witch publicly. Healed in a Catherine Kuhlman meeting. Here I'm docilely like a lamb to slaughter. You know, here I'm just taken right up to the top of the pulpit area where I had been for so many times, and now it seemed very foreign, even hostile. But I by then was convinced if it was God, I wanted it. If it wasn't God, I didn't want it. I finally had gotten that far. And so Catherine looks me in the eye and says, "Were you the one that was healed of the ulcer?" I said, "I don't know. I'll have the doctor check it." And I was careful not to look in her eye because she hypnotizes all these people. She says, "What is your name?" "Jim." She said, "Oh, you're going to get nothing out of me. She's so smart, she can figure it out." She said, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm a pastor." "Oh, what kind of pastor?" "Baptist." She said, "Well, Jim the Baptist." Everybody roared and clapped. You know, very unfair. But you see, I was watching what she had done with these other folks. It was getting very near killing time. But I am 6'4" and I weigh 240 pounds. I am an athlete. I play football, basketball, baseball, the whole thing. Nothing but solid muscle. That was years ago. And she was a skinny little old red-headed preacher. A woman at that. She is not pushing me over, hypnotizing me, or touching a nerve. "15 Marines wouldn't have budged me." She said, "May I pray for you?" And I said, "Mm-hmm." She raised that bony hand of hers, stuck out that middle finger just about this. I'll never forget it as it came toward me, you know. Barely touched my forehead and boom, down. The rug, my rug in my church, prostrate on my dumb back, and one of her helpers put my hands over my chest like it was my funeral, and I can't get up. Finally, I started to analyze it, being an educator. "Do you realize that you are flat of your back in front of 3,000 people? And your church on the platform rug?" "Yes, I realize that. My mind is as clear as a bell." "How did you get here?" "I don't know." "Did she push you?" "No. Never laid a glove on me." "Did she hypnotize you?" "No. I looked at her finger." "Can you get up?" "No." "Do you think the devil did it?" "No, I know he didn't." "Do you think God did it?" I'm asking myself all these questions. "I think so, but I'm not sure. It's either God or Catherine." "How do you feel?" "I have numbness in my extremities. I have a general feeling of euphoria over my whole body." I'm breathing heavily like I'm breathing in cream. Do you feel good? Fantastic. You should feel embarrassed because you've really made an ass of yourself in front of this church. It's all right to talk like that because you're talking to yourself and nobody's going to hear you, you know. I said, I know, but I don't feel embarrassed for some reason. I really feel good. Well, about then, as 5 minutes had passed, a couple of guys helped me up, and I'll tell you, I'm teetering. Now, I've been drunk many times before, and I'll tell you, I was drunk. But I hadn't touched anything. Something touched me. That new wine had really gotten to me. Some fellow remarked out there, he can't hold his spirit. About that time, Catherine turned to me and she said, get him again, Jesus. Oh. Do you realize you're on your back for the second time tonight? Who do you think it was this time? I think it was God. Well, she said, get him again, Jesus. And I know that's when she said it. That's when it happened. Can you get up? No. Do you want to get up? No. By that time, the whole meeting had broken up. Here I'm one of the pastors up there. You know, I'm really getting zapped all over the place. And the people, here they come. Hundreds of them. Must have been 700 people clamoring in the front to be ministered to. But not Catherine. She's not going to get hysterical over that. She then kneels at my feet, and I feel her skirts go around my ankles as she's kneeling at my feet. Now, of all the other people I saw her minister to, she did not ever do that. She stopped and she knelt and began to pray over me and prophesy over me. But the thing is, I didn't believe in being slain in the spirit. I didn't believe in healing. I certainly didn't believe in tongues. And I didn't believe in all of this Pentecostal stuff. So I didn't believe in prophecy either. But I can't move. She begins to prophesy that this man will be well known in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thing I hated the worst. I want to be well known, but not in that. She said, he will travel the world. I almost chortled because I detest traveling. I'm a homebody. And he will be known in a ministry of healing. Nothing she said could possibly be right as she prophesied. Well, as many of you know the story, Catherine became a very, very close friend of mine. I was on television with her many times, ministered in her services. She was in ours. Very, very close. And the year that she died, it was January the 1st, about 9 o'clock in the morning, I was seated on the side of my bed after I had gotten up. And the Lord told me, because I loved her so much, he said, I'm going to take Catherine home this year. And he did. And there was a great sadness enveloped me because of the special place she had in my heart and my life. And during those years, and the years that have followed her death, I've traveled the world, been involved in a worldwide healing ministry, the most unique ministry you've ever seen, for the fact that God does the healing. And I've become, as I told an Australian television station, when they asked me how I heal people, I said, I don't. They said, well, you must. People get healed in your services. And I said, let me tell you what I am. I am a professional watcher. I just simply watch God work. And if there was more to it than that, I'd tell you, but I just watch. I just watch, and I've seen more things than you can shake a stick at. Bill Monteith was here and took an offering for the Full Gospel Businessmen. And Bill was with us in Australia last year. We'd gone 5 straight times. We'll go again next year. He was with us when we got into Melbourne. And in Melbourne, we'd heard the story before we got there. We were in Adelaide first and heard the story. Hardly wait to follow it up in Melbourne. That the year before in our services there, a lady from a Church of Christ came who had had a radical mastectomy and a breast removed. She came and we prayed for her. And between the time of that visit and the following year, a brand new breast had grown back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise. Thank you. That was the second such case I'd seen of that. The only other one I saw were both breasts grew back, and that happened in a Catherine Kuhlman ministry just before she died. The lady lives in Bakersfield and gives her testimony today. The Lord has done so much of that. little girl at Melody Land on a Thursday morning prayer and share service. So special. 17-year-old Mexican girl. She saw me before the service and she says, "Pastor, today the Lord's going to heal my eye." And I said, "Good, keep it up. Keep believing." She had an eye that wandered. It looked off in this direction. And Sally Holiday, Chico Holiday's wife, brought her up for prayer during the time of prayer. I prayed for the little gal. The Lord took her in the Spirit. I was so thrilled that the Spirit of God was upon her, knowing He was going to heal her. But I didn't know how to pray for her eye, so I just prayed, "Lord, make her eye perfect," not knowing what was wrong or how the muscles had to be straightened up or anything. I went to pray for other people, and 20 so minutes or go after that, Sally came and said, "Pastor, you better look at this." And the girl came up, Sally kind of holding on to her, and she had her hand over her good eye, and she was looking around. She was looking around like this, and she was saying, "Oh, look, there's 16. That's aisle 16. And she looked around. She looked at my tie and told me the colors. I'm beginning to get the picture that not only did her eye wander, but she couldn't see in it. It was a blind eye as well. This is the picture I'm getting. But I was not prepared for what she did next. I was prepared for her to be healed of a blind eye and to have her eye straightened. My faith was that good. But my faith was not nearly good enough for what happened next, because she raised her other hand she had alongside her body. And she looked down with her hand over her good eye, quote, and looked down, and she said, 'Look, I can see my eye.' And in her hand was the glass eye that I had prayed for. She was born without an eyeball, born without one, and had this glass eye in there all the time, and that was the eye I prayed for, to God, for God to make perfect. And the new eyeball came and pushed out the glass eye. And she looked and said, 'Look, I can see my eye.' Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have seen so many things, so many, many things. None of them increase my faith, for the fact that the increase of faith must come in the very same manner that the first measure of faith came, as a gift from God. So seeing miracles does not increase my faith. It increases my appreciation for God's power and for His compassion. And it's very, very special, beloved, what He does. Very, very special. But I have found out a couple of things. One is that God will do anything that's good to glorify Himself. And that He will do this anything to people who will believe and allow Him to do anything. Cannot come with a prescribed recipe. You must work this way. Or I want this and thus and so, and I won't take anything else. Many times I've seen people come for healing, and the Lord deals with them about sin in their life, which must be taken care of before their healing. I've seen people come for healing of a malady, and He heals some minor thing that they didn't care whether it was healed or not. But then the Lord began to heal the major thing. He does it differently. Melbourne, Australia last year, this was a funny one and so thrilling that it happened. A man who had back trouble for years, upper back trouble, his back was kind of hunched like this. He goes to Russell Hooper's church, a friend of mine in Melbourne. He was at the place we were having our meetings, a beautiful downtown hall with a couple of balconies. It was gorgeous. I took the offering that night. I said, "The folks who put on this crusade are about $10,000 short, and we need to take up that money tonight." So I took the offering. We got $26,000. This man, who was not a very good giver, not a tither, went to Russ's church, and he'd had this bad back, pained him constantly, couldn't take enough pills to keep the pain off. He took out his checkbook, and for an Australian to write a check is big business. They give cash, and you don't get credit for the IRS, you see, they don't even have that. So they don't write big checks for offerings much. He took out his checkbook, and he felt like he should give quite a bit of money. So first of all, he signed his name so he wouldn't chicken out. And as he signed his name, before he ever got the figure put in, he felt something in his body, and the people around him, as well as he, heard three cracks. Crack, 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 and his back straightened. First time in years, the pain was gone, and he hadn't even completed the check. It was his stinginess that kept him so collapsed, like a prune emotionally, that he couldn't receive anything. And his life is a different life today. Hallelujah. This is our Lord. He's doing it for His glory. He's doing it so that the world may know that he has compassion on the people of the world and people in need, so that they will finally see the ultimate healing, which is to have our souls renewed and reborn unto him, which is healing and life everlasting. Beloved, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Are you confident that the Lord is working tonight?
Amen.
I am too. I am too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. There's a young lady on the front row to my right, and I won't look over there. I know who she is. Just before I came up to speak, the Lord showed me something inside you, dear. Something inside your muscles and nerves. And what I saw was this. I saw it in full color. I saw a bunch of nerves that were all put together in kind of a little glob, like a ball of spaghetti. And I saw a light travel down one long nerve from outside that glob and went into the glob and trace its way around through, apparently, a nerve in that glob. And that nerve disentangled, like a piece of spaghetti disentangling from a ball, until it was free and whole. And the Lord is doing that in your body tonight. You're on the front row right over here. Right over here. And I'm not looking at you on purpose. I know who you are. I could point you out, but I don't want to embarrass you. You're over there. And that's happening. That's happening. Praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, people, so much is happening right now. So much. So very much. The man who had the heart attack in May. Dear brother, the Lord is in the process of giving you a brand new heart. You had the heart attack in May of last year. The Lord's in the process of giving you a brand new heart. You shall never have any problem with that heart again. If you should die and don't live till the time that the Lord takes us all, you'll have to die of something else. You can't die of a heart attack. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's encouragement for the man who was stricken down with that heart attack and kept him in the hospital for a week in May. Praise God. By the way, I don't know who you are. I just know you're here. Many times I know who the people are. I do not know who you are. And that's enough for you. You know. Thank you, Lord. For the lady who lost the baby last month, you've been weeping inside. You've been mourning. And the Lord is simply telling you, honey, that he is giving you the oil of joy for mourning and grieving. And for you not to concern yourself with the life that was there, because he is the Father of light and the Father of life. And he is the protector of that life that is unprotected. And for you not to concern yourself with his child, who was a little boy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good. Thank you, Jesus, for that. The lady, and you're here, dear, and you've had a headache for the last 10 days, and there's something wrong with your neck. Something wrong with one of the vertebrae in your neck, and you've had that silly headache for the last 10 days. If you wish on coming forward, you can just get up and come forward now, and I'll pray for you, and the neck will straighten up, and so will the head. So you won't have that headache anymore. The rest of you folks do not need to come. That's not necessary. The lady can get rid of that headache tonight if she would just want to do that. She needs to walk that walk of faith. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. Yes, and another lady. Dear, you have this rash all over the front of your body, this eczema. In the front of your body, your clothes hide it, but it still is a terrible thing, and you need to have it healed tonight. If you wish to come, we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, how good you are and how compassionate. How much you care for us. How compassionate and how thrilling it is to see you work. And you give us this compassion that we may minister in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And yes, another lady. Praise the Lord for touching ladies. Thank you, Lord. It's your left foot, dear. You have a terrible problem with your left foot. It's in the bone structure. And it just hurts something fierce. And particularly one kind of shoe that you wear just kills you, like you're in the Iron Maiden. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. Your left foot, and it's in the bone structure of it. And the Lord is simply rearranging that whole thing in there. I want you to come up. I want to pray for you too. And that left foot is going to be entirely healed. It's a lady, and it's your left foot. Been bothering you now for some time. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, another lady. Praise God for that. Hallelujah for ladies. You were involved in an accident where you were hit from behind by a car, and you were driving, and your head snapped back, and you have had trouble with the top of your spine, your neck, and the top of your shoulder area ever since. The Lord's going to unlash that whiplash and heal you beautifully tonight. You know the situation. I've just described it. You come forward, and let's take care of that. Praise you, Lord. Another lady, hallelujah, another lady, you're having trouble in your right hand, right in here, right in here. I'm not looking on purpose, friends. I'm not looking up there just to be distracting. I'm looking up there so I won't look at people. Right here in these two knuckles, pain, right in here. And you drop things. It's constantly after you. The Lord's going to heal that tonight. You'll be strong. You'll not drop anything anymore. Not because of that, anyway. Thank you, Lord. You come on forward, and you're going to get healed of that. Thank you, Lord. Good. 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 Another lady, you have trouble on the inside of your left leg, or your thigh, on the inside of your thigh, just below your groin, right on down, past the knee, on down to about the middle of your leg. You're having trouble, burning sensation and pain, shooting pain down there. It's got to do with a blood vessel of some kind. And the Lord is going to heal that and give you a reworking of that blood vessel so you never be bothered with that again. It's a lady. Come forward, dear. That's very important that you come. Very important. I somehow feel you're not going to be healed if you don't come. Your step of faith is extremely important. Hallelujah. Good. Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Yes, another lady. Isn't that silly how this happens? You know, it's funny how funny, peculiar how things happen. Another lady. It's your left elbow. I know it sounds peculiar and different and strange, but your left elbow is causing you problems. I don't know whether you hit it or what it was, but you've got problems with your left elbow. And you'd love to get that thing taken care of. Well, bring that old gimpy elbow up here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Good. Left elbow. Praise you, Lord. Another lady. Praise you, Jesus, for that. Let me get this straight so you'll know now. It's on the left side. I'm speaking of this lady and your left breast, dear, underneath the breast, underneath the fullness of the breast right here, you have discovered a mass in there. You wouldn't call it a lump as much as you would a hard mass. It's there, and if you will repair to the ladies' washroom and check, you'll find out that it's gone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes. You can give your testimony tomorrow night about it, for the fact that it's gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, praise God. We got a man finally. Brother, you've been afflicted with some kind of problem. It's in your lower intestine area, right where my hands are. Right here in your lower belly tummy area, you've been afflicted with a problem down there that's really, really bothered you for some time and has kind of worried you. The Lord is taking care of all of that tonight, and you shall never have a distress there again. Be completely healed, and you shall never have a distress there again. It's a very serious kind of thing that was there. It is not cancerous. It's not cancer of the colon. It is not. But it's a very serious kind of thing. And the Lord is healing that, and I'd like to have that man come forward too. He needs to receive prayer and also give God the glory of the fact that he's healing that. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, good. Good. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, Lord, may I pray for these folks now? Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hello, dear. You're standing right in front of me. I want you to receive all that the Lord has for you. in your healing, every bit of it. Your heart is open, and there's nothing hindering you from receiving everything that he has, is there? You'll take everything he's got for you, won't you? And you'll take it right now, won't you? Okay. Put your hands together like a cup. All right. Just put them together a little closer. That's right. Now I'm going to pour from my cup into your cup, and I want you to receive it. Here it comes. Take it all. Take it all till your cup is completely full. That's it. That's it. Higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. There she is, Jesus. Her cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Did you come up with her just to kind of keep her company, did you? You know, Jesus really loves you because you have a tremendous heart for doing for others and being concerned with others. He just wants you to know that you have obeyed the second psalm. Kiss the Son, he said. Second psalm says, kiss the Son lest he be angry and you perish from the way. But you have kissed the Son, and the Son kisses you. That's very, very special. Just receive from him right now. Would you do that? Jesus, there she is. Whew, that's it. Praise the Lord. She's leaving us. She's leaving us. Hallelujah. 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 Honey, you may have to assist her back to the chair. So much I have seen, not nearly enough because I want to see more, but many times I have seen someone push a wheelchair down, and the Lord do such a work that the one who pushed the chair got in the chair, and the one who was in the chair pushed the chair back. I love to see that. That's the special work of our Lord. The Lord's going to heal that whole extent of that blood vessel, the whole thing. And I'll tell you, that's going to be a welcome relief, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Do you love the Lord? I can just tell it's sort of coming out all over. You're just, you know, shining for Jesus. Isn't that special? All right. Just receive it right now. It's Miriam, is it?
Marilou.
Marilou? Well, Marilou. Marilou Neff from Macy, Indiana. Well, Miss Marilou Neff, I want you to receive from the Lord right now. That's it, honey. Praise the Lord. He's all over her. He's all over her. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't Jesus special? How you doing, Pumpkin? You know the Holy Spirit's just all over you, don't you? Yeah, well, you know that? We'll see you later, honey. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you, Lord.